This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Thank you for coming back to the Energy Stoners Cafe. I really appreciate when you come to the show. Tonight, I have a great guest. Her name is Dawn Earhart Witte. Her company is called Desire to Inspire. Is it Desire to Inspire or Inspire to Desire?
It's Desire to Inspire Foundation.
The Desire to Inspire Foundation. And this is a brainchild of hers that it seems from knowing her and talking to her and interviewing her before that she's inspired by the need and the beauty and the need in Africa and the children in Africa. And it seems like you've gone another step and you're going to be hosting the networking symposium for women in the arts and humanities this coming Sunday. And I have her on. I wanted to talk to us about that. So Dawn, tell us all about who your guests will be. I'm very curious about that.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you so much for even asking me to be part of this amazing group and to be part of the work that you do. I know some of the most amazing people. You know, the universe has just brought me so many amazing, inspiring people. And so I've invited a handful of them to be part of this symposium we're doing on Sunday. And I just wanted to bring like-minded women together, doing amazing things in the world, see how we can support each other, how we can help each other, you know, usher in the new year and be our very best selves in 2021.
Now, I remember when I spoke to you last time, you had like this mindset, you know, as you kind of crossed that threshold from this year into the next year. I don't even know if it's just for this, because for you, it just seems to be your mindset. You know, maybe you could share about that.
Oh, gosh. You know, I mean, my daughters always tell me I'm like a child.
That's a good way to be.
And you know what? I saw this post today and I shared it like just today. So I think it's very poignant to share it right now. And it says, children see magic because they look for it. And I feel like if that's my childlike quality, then yes, I am like a child because I look for the magic. I see the magic. I experience the magic. And I think that sometimes when we, you know, live our daily lives and we go through our routines and we're waking up, you know, with the alarm clock and running our errands and just, you know, doing all the things that we do on a daily basis to get by every day, we are not seeing the magic. And I just want to give people pause and say, you know, look for that magic because it exists everywhere. And if I can just be that little reminder in your ear that, you know, magic exists all around us, and that is in all of the blessings that surround us, you know, our lives are just so much more full and so much more beautiful. And we see so much to be more to be grateful for. And I love being a reminder to anyone to see that.
I saw a video that you shared with me, with you interacting with these very, very young children in Africa. I don't know what country it was, but it seemed that you were very much, I'd say, enmeshed in the joy. I'll say it like that. Tell me about that.
Someone put together that video for me. His name is Wilkings Fadile. He is in Kenya, and he literally just took pictures of a Google Drive that I shared with him. And this was a compiling all of the different pictures I have had taken in Africa during my 4 months that I've spent there. And he put that video together with those words about purpose and finding purpose and how important it is for us to find our purpose and then give that purpose away. And I look at that video and I'm just like, oh gosh, you know, it gives me goosebumps every single time I see it. And the fact that it's my face on there, that's amazing. But it could be anyone's photo on there because I see how much my soul radiates in those pictures because I am doing something. I am in my total bliss.
It was very revealing, very soul revealing. You couldn't actually hide it, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, it was like, I call it like full frontal. It was beautiful though. So how old were those children? They were so young.
The children I get to work with range in age from babies, like newborn babies, to, you know, kids in their 20s to their late 20s. You know, I don't limit what I do to just children. I love to just work with people and help everybody live into their highest and greatest. But, you know, children I'm especially inclined to because, you know, we see the magic. And so I'm at that their same level as far as that goes. But, you know, anybody who wants to live their greatest self and who wants that understands that being of service to others is our highest calling, those are my people. And so I just love working with all of them. And I look at those pictures of me in Africa with no makeup, no hair done. I'm literally sweaty and dirty and,
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, but I am. But, you know, I look at the pictures and I think, you know what? I see that those are the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen of myself, no matter if I've like been in a makeup studio and, you know, having professional portraits. Those pictures show my soul.
So tell me about the people that are coming on to the networking event. Are they people that you've worked with over there? Like, how did you come about? Tell me about them.
You know what? I have been so blessed to know so many amazing people. One is my friend Kelly, who I've known for, I don't know, over 15 years. My daughter's interned for her. She wrote the hospitality and public relations handbook for several large developments in Southern California. She's just like gifted in what she does, and her soul is beautiful. And she has supported me and been, you know, just like right there for anything I need from the time I started doing anything. She's going to be there. My friend Loretta Rice Barnes, she is an author, she is a preacher, she's an apostle, she is a visionary. This woman is fantastic. She is touching so many lives. She has won the Obama, I don't know what it's called, the Obama Legacy Award. You know, she is quite accomplished and I just love her soul. We are sisters, you know, from the very basis of the word. I'm just trying to think. Stacey Bryant, she's a life coach. This woman has gone through cancer. She is an amazing inspiration in the world. Delene, my friend Delene, she's a doctor. She has got triplets. She's working in two different clinics and she is raising triplets, yet she's also doing podcasts and writing books. Her sister Kenise, who is also doing amazing things. I mean, I can't even list off the amazing women that are part of this podcast on Sunday. And I'm just so blessed to be able to like count them as my friends.
You know, I'm interested to know, it sounds like the way you're speaking and the names that you're dropping, it sounds like it'll be a very global kind of event. Are most of the people in this country, or is there anybody from out of the country that will be there?
For this one, you know, we wanted to keep it very small and intimate so we could really get to know each other and find out how we can help each other and support each other in our endeavors. So I pretty much think everybody's from this country, but, you know, moving forward, I've got a global network of amazing women and men, you know, that are doing amazing things in this world. So this is just the beginning and I could see this going so much bigger. But again, you know, I was just trying to keep it very intimate as we could so that we could all see how we could support each other in 2021.
It's interesting that you say it in those terms and considering it gets a global reach, but it is quite intimate, you know, how the internet has connected us. And so in this particular symposium, do you have a specific theme? I mean, usually you're very thematic and imagine it's a very positive one.
Yes. I really want to focus on purpose. You know, purpose is why we're here. And I think I never want to deviate very far from that because when we stay on purpose, our path like starts evolving in front of us. So it is about setting our intentions for 2021 so that we can live into our purpose. And again, collaborating and helping one another and supporting each other is, I think, one of the best gifts we can give each other. And so I really want to focus on like how we can support each other in doing the work that we want to do moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, considering that it's going to be a smaller group, you're saying, I think that the networking opportunity will be really good. I find that after you do these kinds of things, there is sort of a collaboration that happens by default.
I like to call it organic.
Okay. We could use that. You could call it whatever you want, but it all turns out to be the same thing. So I'm going to ask, have you ever moderated something like this before? Being that these people are people that you invited on, I can imagine maybe you've collaborated with them on other projects.
You know, I've done like so many different things in so many different arenas. And I think the first time I ever did something like this, where I quote unquote hosted a circle or something where, you know, multiple women came together, I was working with this woman, Laura J. Swan, who I love and think the world of. I started doing this thing. I'd never been in a women's circle. I had never hosted, you know, ran a meeting like this before. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I remember she's just saying, you know, Dawn is doing her own thing. She just gave me permission to be 100% authentically me. And that was like one of the greatest gifts anybody's ever given me. So in any situation that I find myself in, whether it's speaking in front of a bunch of people, or if it's hosting a meeting like this, or if it's just appearing on a podcast, I show up as just me, because that's the only thing I know how to be. And I find that that's like the best way to show up, because people resonate with genuine.
That's true. You can't change who you are.
Nor should we,
exactly. So I'm excited about this one, because I think that it's very likely, considering that it's a series, that we'll have a follow-up on this particular group. And I'm wondering why you picked these particular people. They probably have an objective to get some kind of specific message out there. I mean, they all know you. So there's got to be some kind of cohesive strain going on there, I imagine. I mean, do you have plans? Have you collaborated with them before? Or are these people that you've associated with quite a bit?
I chose these people because I just love them. I love them. I know their hearts. I've seen what they've been doing in the world. I support them. I want to include them in anything that I'm doing, because I know that they all want to change the world in the best possible way. And they have all supported me. And so I just want them to be part of anything I do. And so at the end of the day, that's my story. I've got hundreds of more people that I could include.
That'd be a big symposium.
Yeah, exactly. But I just thought, you know, again, to keep it intimate and stuff, they were the first people that came to mind. I am just really blessed and grateful that I have all of these amazing people in my life that I get to pick and choose from, all of these people to, you know, ask them to be part of these amazing things that I'm part of. So they're all just magnificent. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what I'm going to end it at. They're all magnificent.
That's a very positive message. Now, you said something, and you said it a couple times, setting intentions, which is really something that what I know about setting intentions is it's the first step to manifestation as per the law of attraction. So I'm wondering if you're very much in that mindset. I recognize the term.
You know, I mean, some people say setting intentions. When we go into New Year, other people say, you know, New Year's resolutions. And I just talk about, you know, being purposeful in your life. And what is it that you want? What's your objective? Where do you want to get to? What drives you? What, like, is your passion? What is your purpose? And putting that down and being really intentional about making steps to get to that goal, you know? And so that's when I say that it could be law of attraction, it could be any kind of different belief systems, but it is literally about saying, what do I want for my life and how do I make that happen?
Yeah. And for you, it sounds like it's all about L-O-V-E.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's the bottom line, right? You know, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that. No, I'm wondering, like, after this symposium's over, like, what are your intentions for 2021? The world wants to know.
Well, you know, I want to continue doing what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. Over the last 4 months, 3-4 months, things have really started to just pick up. The momentum and the energy has just started to move forward in ways that I am even like amazed at. And I just want to keep going because I have a lot of people that I love and care about in the world, not just in Africa, but in the United States and Africa, all around the world, that I want to make sure that they're good too. And I want to help them live into their highest and greatest good. And so going into 2021, that is my greatest and highest purpose is, and that is my highest intention, is to help me continue doing the things that I want to do, which is like lifting people up everywhere.
That's so beautiful, you know? It really is. So tell me, what's going on with, what's the next step for Desire to Inspire Foundation?
We are putting together a volunteer trip in October of 2021. I know the world's kind of been shut down with, you know, travel restrictions and everything. I feel like in October, the pandemic is probably going to be like in a background for us. I've got at least a dozen people who are like, I want to go. They're literally signed up. We don't even have the itinerary ready, but they're like, sign me up. So we're going to do this volunteer trip in October of 2021. I've got some book projects going on. I just launched the Beeline products, which are products that have my seven words of my book. And, you know, $7 from every item purchased gets to go towards the work of the Desire to Inspire Foundation. And so, you know, there's so many like fun projects that are right there. And so I'm just looking at 2021 as being this like golden year.
That's exciting. You know, I'm wondering, are you doing this now this year? It's like a new year coming up. I'm curious, what is the route? What is the travel like destination? Is there one? And where is it going to go?
Well, when I go to Africa, I always have to visit like all of my different places. I was thinking for my volunteer trip, I'll have two different segments. There's going to be one in Uganda and one in Ghana. And you could do both. You know, that might be long because it'll be probably like 2 weeks. Or you can just do one or the other. But, you know, I have to go to all of them because I've got kids everywhere. So I can't be all the way in Africa and just not, you know, go over to Ghana and see those children. So I have to do all of my countries, but my volunteer trips are going to be based in the two countries where I have the strongest hold in at the moment. But, you know, when I went to Africa my first time, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know what to expect. And I know people have said, oh, I've always wanted to go to Africa. And I'm like, come see my Africa, because my Africa is beautiful. And I, you know, you don't have to worry about where am I going to stay or who am I going to meet. You know, I've got my people, I've got my places, I can introduce you to all of that. And then, you know, what you do from there is on you, but you're going to love it because it's changed my life.
It's interesting that you chose Uganda and Ghana. I know people from Ghana. I don't know that many people from Uganda, but I know people from Ghana, and I'll say it this way. I see a joyful mindset. I've never met a person from Ghana that wasn't like just full of joy.
That is Africa.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole continent.
Yes. It's the entire continent.
Yeah. It's interesting to me. Now, Uganda, or am I thinking of Malawi? I'm sorry. In Malawi, there's an issue with girls in the schools and educating girls in the schools, and because of the pandemic, they've had a difficult time getting the things that they were having a hard time getting from the beginning. I know that I saw someone on MSNBC that has a charity called KIND, and it's about desks for girls. There is such a need, and I'm wondering, do you find that people that are working with you as volunteers, or are many of them teachers? I know I've been solicited to teach over there, but I'm wondering if you've found the same kind of need, or is there anybody stationed there and doing that? My understanding is that one of the priorities is that they learn English, that the students learn English.
You know, I haven't found that need to be the most prevalent. I mean, I mostly get requests for food. You know, the pandemic has definitely added more struggles to challenging situations that already exist. I know that girl education in historically around the world, not just in Africa. My grandmother grew up in Trinidad, and they didn't think that they needed to send the girls to school. So my grandmother never went to school, but you know what? She was fluent in 5 languages.
That's it. That's like, that always kills me when I hear these stories. 5 languages.
Exactly. So, you know, I understand that this has definitely been an issue, again, not just in the United States, in Africa, in different countries around the world. This is like a global historical thing that we need to definitely make sure that we don't allow to continue to happen. But I don't want to get so much entrenched, and sometimes like people might get mad at me for saying this. I don't want to get so much entrenched in women empowerment that I leave the little boys or the men aside, because then the pendulum is going to swing the other way, and I don't want to leave anybody behind. So instead of saying, you know, we have to only focus on the girls, I want to say, let's focus on everyone and make sure we don't leave the girls behind. For God's sake, please, let's not leave the girls behind, but let's also not leave the boys behind, because then, you know, then we're creating a whole different problem.
There's no sense in setting up a division in that particular area. And I think it's more complex than people realize anyway. You know, it's not just as simple as they think. We talked to Kenny Banda on the show.
Bless, I know Kenny, thank you.
And he said he knows you. Yes. So you've worked. I know there's a lot of frustration. It's interesting that he's a man from Malawi. It's interesting to me that a man from there is more concerned. The reason I mentioned the girls, he's very concerned about the girls because he's trying to get them educated. And there's that program that's called, it's the, has to do with menstruation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he runs that program. I think it sounds like it. And he's trying to get the girls educated. He's saying because of the pandemic, it sort of set them back several years in terms of their development, in terms of their education, you know, because they can't get anything to them. So I imagine you have a challenge getting over there to them yourself.
In March, we were planning on a day of purpose in Sierra Leone, and we were going to follow those up with a days of purpose in Ghana and Kenya and Uganda, all on the same day, where we were bringing inspirational people to talk to our children and just tell them stories about how people have overcome their challenges and how they got to be where they were, to give them hope. And, you know, the pandemic came and all of those ideas and notions and plans were completely like thrown out the window. So I think the pandemic has affected all of us in a variety of ways. But, you know, I get messages from people who are literally telling me that they have to go find grasshoppers to eat because that's all the food that they have accessible to them. And I think anything that I've suffered is not even close to that.
Yeah, it's not compared to the kind of hunger that goes on. The hunger is what's so daunting, you know?
That's the thing that I, like, at the depth of my soul, to know that that exists, I can't allow it to happen. And that is one of my driving forces, because it's like, I know what it's like to skip a meal, and being hungry sucks. To be hungry for days on end and not know where your next food is coming from, that I can't imagine, and I don't want that to exist for anybody.
No, you could feed the world. I think a lot of it is that you're so far removed from it, and they're coming out now with just things in this country about food insecurity, yet there's a lot of hunger, you know, in other parts of the world. But we all knew that growing up, you know, we all got the same lecture at mealtime.
Well, but intellectually, you know it. Like intellectually, I've always understood it. But just like living amongst it, even for a short time, I always knew I was going back to my home and my life. And so I knew that this was just temporary. But to know that this is their existence every single day, I can't know that exists with people that I love and say, okay, well, you know, I'm just going back to my house and doing my thing. That is not something I'm able to do.
Where can someone find the foundation and make a donation? Is there a website?
Yes, sorry. There's a fire engine going, so I apologize for that.
It's okay.
Yeah, our website is desiretoinspirefoundation.org, and you can find us there. You can find us on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram. And again, you know, just click, like us, follow us, just find out what we're doing. You don't have to donate. I mean, donations are wonderful because we do need money to help us, like, you know, do our mission. But at the same time, like, just looking at these children and sending them your love and, you know, praying, you know, whoever you pray to, you know, I don't even care who that is, just sending us like warm wishes and good vibes and good energy. That is enough to shift what is happening for them, because they only need a nudge. And the nudge has started, and we are moving forward, and we're doing what we're going to do. And the more people that just love and support us in the work that we're doing and love and support these beautiful children, I know that the quicker, the faster we're going to get there.
You know, I don't want to say anything because there's nothing really to say, because it is what it is. And thank goodness for people like you. When people go to the website, can they actually sign up to volunteer?
Yes. I don't think that we've got that form like finished 100%, but just email us and say, I'm interested in, you know, Davis, the photographer who's done all these amazing pictures for us. I've traveled through Africa with him a few times. He literally just reached out to me on Instagram and said, I love what you're doing. I want to help.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, so reach out to us on all the social media platforms. I might not get back like immediately because it's just me kind of answering all this stuff. But anybody who has a heart and wants to help in any way, whatever that is, we all have a way that we can help. And if this is something that calls to your soul, then please reach out and we'll figure out a way.
That sounds really good. You know, I think it's really great what you're doing. And what I am impressed with is that it's cohesive. It's not just like all like swing-ding, helter-skelter all over the place. You seem to have a very sound plan.
It didn't start out like that, you know?
It evolved to that.
But, you know, had I given up because it sounded like kind of helter-skelter like at the beginning, I literally went over there to just love those children because I had seen them my whole life and I had always been called to them. And once I went the first time, I was like, how can I help them? And it took me a little while to figure out what the best way I could help them was. But now, you know, we formulated some cohesive plans over the last couple of years, but it all stemmed from just the eternal love I have for them.
I noticed in the video, it's they were just so happy to see you. Whatever it is, whatever kind of vibe you're putting out there, I think that it's a good thing. And it was almost like you were like a celebrity to them. They were just so excited, these kids, and they just have so little.
You know, I think that if you show up as somebody that just loves them, like Santa Claus, and I'm not bringing them gifts or anything like that, but it's, I feel like I'm literally like just this person that comes into their life that just loves them. No matter what they do, just their very existence makes me happy. And so that makes them happy to see me.
Yeah. You know, love begets love. Well, Dawn, I'm really excited about the symposium that you're doing on Sunday. And, you know, I'm going to be there to help you any way you want. We talked about it before. I'm going to be there. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. And I have a feeling that it's going to go far. There are a lot of big organizations out there giving money, you know, charitable donations. But there's something about what you're doing. It goes a couple steps to the side and to the back and a couple steps deeper that most people don't touch on. It's not just about the money. Although I'm not going to discourage anybody from giving your organization money, because money can solve a lot of problems. But I think that the volunteer trip that you're doing, I think that'll make a big difference, to have all these hearts in one trip just out to do a good thing for people they don't even know.
You know what? Love and kindness are my highest currencies. And to be able to connect people, connect souls, that is like such a gift to me. So that's what I feel like the symposium on Sunday is going to be, is we're connecting like-minded souls who want to support and help each other. And again, in a quest to make the world a better place.
In a quest to make the world a better place, yes.
Yeah, so only good can come from that.
I agree. I agree completely. I'm so glad you came on, and you just gave such great information and such inspiration that I really wish the best for your foundation. I know it will do well. It's desiretoinspirefoundation.org, and I can hardly wait till Sunday, you know, when I get to talk to you again.
Me too.
And I'll tell the audience to come back next time. There'll always be another guest. I always have somebody exciting and somebody that's worth your time to listen to. And until next time, thanks for visiting the Energy Stoners Cafe, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.